All right, everybody, welcome back to the Crypto 101 podcast presented by Gemini, your bridge to the future of money. And if you're here, you are in the right place. If you're here, you're somebody who's not afraid of a little adversity. You are not somebody who said this is supposed to be easy. You're somebody who might be looking for answers, might be looking for education, or might be primed in the right position to take advantage of the volatility that you're seeing on the screen. I'll tell you what, folks, most people might see this volatility and say, hey, we're not going to stick to the schedule of doing 3 to 4 episodes a week. We're going to back away from our takes because it's too much to bear. Not us, not the Crypto 101 podcast, not Brian and Joe showing up on a Friday. And I'll tell you what, boys, not the family of the Crypto 101 podcast YouTube. We have over, I think, 90 to 100 people with us live right off the jump because they want to know what's going on. We do this together. So if you're new here, guys, on the bottom right, there's a picture of our logo. Hit it, subscribe, give the video a like. We're coming with all the firepower today. We're going to go over the history of Bitcoin declines. We have some interesting information around realized losses at an all-time high. RSI levels are at the end of what we've seen in past bear markets. The fear and greed index might be broken to the downside. We are in extreme fear. We've got more stuff on some Bitcoin loans, Solana ETFs. We've got some presidential tweets coming out as we always do. And then Brian and Joe are going over the top news in the momentum moneymaker side, some of the top news in the memes and the NFTs. But I got to tell you guys, they've had some winners in the last 2 weeks as well. People might not believe that, but it is absolutely true. If you've been in their group, you have seen the calls. Even when there's blood in the streets, these guys are finding 1-2x's. It's unbelievable. Brian and Joe, welcome back to the show. Brian, we were here earlier in the week trying to calm down, trying to find some answers. It's still hectic out there. But again, we face the music. We show up. How are you, my friend? Happy Friday.
Man, what an intro there. I don't even need to say anything. It was so perfect. But I'm doing well. Friday, definitely going to touch a little bit of grass. I know we're down a little bit since we last talked. And, you know, some reasons, you know, why. Some everyone's kind of, you know, scrambling a little bit. Fear and greed's at an all-time low. But we're here to talk through it with everyone and, you know, answer as many questions as we can about the market.
Yeah, and then Joe, we haven't had you on a rundown in a while. We know you've been traveling, doing a lot of research, pounding the streets, but you're here to deliver us what you've seen around the world and your takes. How are you, my friend?
I don't know. I'm like the opposite of everyone. I'm doing great, maybe because I came back from a two-week vacay, even though its markets are not favorable in the near term, but I'm super excited. Maybe it's all due to you, Tivo. We have a self promotion here. We have a hedge fund summit coming up. I've interviewed like 4 fire projects, company CEOs. I'm like, I don't even know what the market's doing because I'm just too busy talking to people about building, you know, and that's what people do. Like the great companies build during all times, right? No matter the market.
Yep. No, 100%. And I had all my friends. This is the, we've talked about this with Brian. It's like, you know, there's the top signals of when people are asking, should they buy? Now we're kind of getting to actually the opposite end of that, where people are starting to clown. People are making fun of me. I've been going to some dinners. I've been out and about. I'm sorry. I came into my office this morning. I was like, I'm sorry. Is the light still on? Does the light still work, guys? Is it still on? Let me tell you, it is. Listen, if you're crying over some spilled milk about a 30% decline, you haven't been in the industry long enough. You haven't been in the depths of a bear market. You haven't gone through an FTX collapse where it's on the major news networks across the country where your own mother calls you and says, hey, I know you're into that Bitcoin thing. Do you still have a job? Are you still employed? Guys, listen, I know it's hectic. I know it's troublesome. But again, we have an awesome community here. And whether you're inside the community of Crypt Nation or you're part of our YouTube community or podcast community, we really do appreciate you for showing up. You've heard me over the time say some things repetitively. And one of the things that I do say a lot is the prices go up, the numbers go up, the downloads come in, everybody starts listening. And we're honest here at the Crypto 101 podcast. Prices go down, listenership drops. So if you're here, you're in the right spot because you're going to look back to these episodes 3, 6, 9, a year out, and you're going to say, wow, remember when we were talking about this stuff? Remember what we broke down about the opportunities? We're here to do it. So let's break this down. Some of this stuff might be a little repetitive from what Brian and I talked about, but I think it's just really important to hammer home, and some of it's going to be new. So I'm going to pull up this chart here, guys. We're below this at this point. We hit, 80 this morning? So we're about like 35 to 37% from all-time highs in early October. It's the biggest drawdown since April. We remember that. If you're a listener, man, my Slack's going crazy. Come on, guys. Don't we know we're live? Don't we know that we're a live company on air right now? Unbelievable. Let's pause that and get back to the show. 36.7% from the all-time highs. We've seen this before. If you're a longtime listener, you were here with us in April, and we covered the same thing. So, guys, I want to toss it to you. Brian, does anything jump off at this chart? Kind of going back, again, the early days of Bitcoin, 2010, 2011, I personally don't think that's too comparable to today. But again, once you hit 15, 17, 18, 20s, and then you can see we've done it in 24. We've done it in 25. So again, like the returns to all-time highs are ranging from 40 to, you know, 1,500, 500% in that time frame. So does anything jump out from this chart to you that we haven't spoke on yet? All right, Crypt Nation fam, let's pause for 1 second and talk about an important issue going on right now, and that's SIM swap attacks. SIM swap attacks are becoming a serious threat, especially in crypto. If someone gets control of your phone number, they can access your bank accounts, your exchanges, emails, and even your private messages. That's why the Crypto 101 podcast is partnered with Afani. It's America's most secure mobile service, offering a guaranteed protection against SIM swaps with added privacy. Since launching, not one single Afani user has ever been SIM swapped. And for some reason, if it ever does happen, you're backed by up to $5 million in insurance against financial losses. This is literally why we chose to partner with them. It is our favorite thing about Afani is the insurance policy of up to $5 million if it does happen to you. Afani runs on either AT&T or the Verizon network, and you get to choose which one. There are no contracts, and it is super easy and seamless to sign up. You also get a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's zero risk in trying it out. Right now, for our listeners, you get $99 off when you sign up at afani.com/crypto101. That's afani.com/crypto101, or check the show notes below for a link. These days, your phone number is probably more valuable than your social security number. So make sure it's protected with Afani.
If you could only get one altcoin right now, get this one. I'm talking about the coin we believe has the strongest upside potential in today's market. After analyzing hundreds of altcoins, guys, this is the opportunity that keeps me awake with excitement all night. So here's why. It's got the perfect combination of strong fundamentals, proven team, and a catalyst that could send it significantly higher in the coming months. Yet it's still flying under the radar of many retail investors, which means you've still got time to get positioned before the crowd catches on. Look, we believe this is the perfect time to get in on this specific coin. So to get the full breakdown, just go to www.cryptorevolution.com/coin right now. The window of opportunity will not stay open forever.
All right, Crypt Nation fam, are you interested in effortlessly growing your Bitcoin portfolio? Because I know I am. The Bitcoin credit card by Gemini earns you Bitcoin back on every purchase. Use it like any credit card. You buy lunch, you get gas, any of your weekly grocery expenses, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight into your account. All that with no annual fee, and right now you can grab $200 of Bitcoin. That's right, a $200 Bitcoin welcome bonus with the Gemini credit card. It is the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stack. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. See the link in the description for more information regarding rates and fees. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body actually is? I found that out firsthand when I took the True Age test from True Diagnostic, and it completely changed the way I think about my health. With just a simple at-home test, you can find out your true biological age with no doctor visits or labs. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You mail in your sample using a prepaid package, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you will get a detailed online report about your aging and health. The test breaks down how fast 11 key systems like your heart, brain, liver, and lungs are aging, plus 75 longevity biomarkers covering things like metabolic health, immune response, and disease risk. Your biological age, how old your cells and organs really are, is actually the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, and dementia. That's why knowing it can be life-changing, and that's exactly what True Age helps you do. They made it so easy to get my blood drawn, show me my results, and give me the data so I could make the perfect action plan for me to better my health. If you're serious about longevity or just curious about what your body's real age is, head to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Crypto101 for 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com, code Crypto101 for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I mean, I think the point to hammer home is there's volatility in the crypto market. That's a big reason why we all are attracted to it as well, because we love it when the price goes up massively and fast on bullish news, but we can always come back. There's a lot of reasons why that these pullbacks are not necessarily a horrible thing. It's something that flushes out some longs, it kind of restabilizes the markets, and it gives us a better entry. Fundamentally, I'll preach this, scream this from the hilltops, nothing has changed with Bitcoin in the cryptocurrencies. And like Joe said, we're talking with founders and people building in the space, utilizing blockchain and utilizing the Web3 world to make a better world. This is very disruptive technology, and of course it's going to succeed. But we have these pullbacks. Nothing goes up in a straight line. I personally did think we were going to chop for quite some time. We were, and maybe have some pullbacks, probably not as aggressive, but people are scared now. It does feel, I don't want to sound too stupid, but it does feel very bottomy here. It really does. It's not to say that we won't go a little lower, but specifically like today and yesterday, people are talking about shorting this, shorting that, shorting the market. If we were going to short, we probably should have did it a couple weeks ago. Obviously before October 10th, whenever this really started going, even a week out would have been like a great short. I don't think it's the time to short right now. I think we're flushing out. And you can see we have these pullbacks, but then we have these V-shaped recoveries. And I do think we're going to get a nice recovery, but we might be in some pain.
Yeah, Joe, and this is your first time speaking on this chart, this topic, kind of at a macro level. So anything for the listeners? We've got some people in. Johnny's looking for the vibes. Johnny's all the way listening from Canada. So can you give John up in Canada some vibes on this chart, Joe?
Yeah, overall bullish. Well, because the red highlights the decline, right? Which is far larger, what you alluded to, TiVo, of the 30% drop that we're seeing. It's tempered by all measures. Mm-hmm. Like Saylor went on, I don't know if it was Fortune or whatever, and he basically said the volatility is going to come down during time as institution helps to stabilize the markets. And we're seeing that. I just typed into ChatGPT, the daily volatility of Bitcoin today is 3.4%, about twice that of gold and twice that of the S&P 500, which, it seems on par with what's going on in the market. If we look start at a year to now, it's only down 13-15% starting 2025 and to the end of 2025. We're not even at the end of 2025 yet, with the highest IQ person ever recorded saying that we're 45 days away from a $220,000 Bitcoin. So come back for the live stream at the end of the year where this may, I may be wrong because we may not be down 15%. We may be up, but I've been through this roller coaster. So this is not even a roller coaster. This is like a toddler Disneyland ride, which I went on a lot on during my trip these last 2 weeks.
I love that, guys. And exactly, that's why you're here. That's a part of what I always try to, tell the people that are new is like, hey, this is the community. Johnny from Canada just said he just finished watching the newsletter from Momentum Moneymakers, and he's hyped to see us live. This is what we do. This is our career path. We're here in the highs. We're here in the lows. But let's go over some other information that we haven't gone over this week. I thought this one was interesting. It's Bitcoin capitulation. So short-term holders that are underwater. Short-term holders, so, again, long-term versus short-term. So in 2020, the COVID crash, we had 92% of short-term holders were at a loss. 2022, the FTX collapse, some of you might remember that. 94% were in a loss. And Bitcoin is at $16,000. We were making podcasts back then. My own mother was calling me again, like I said at the open of the show, to wondering if I still had a job. That's a true story. But Bitcoin was $16,000, 94% of loss. We were still here at the Crypto 101 podcast pumping out episodes. Today, at $89,000 per Bitcoin, which again, it's lower now, is at 80. 99% in a loss. So I guess you have to go and say short-term holders are at... I guess it depends on the stats. Let's say what a short-term holder is Sorry, I keep moving away from the mic. It doesn't give us the exact dates here. So they're saying from, yeah, I guess we don't know how long, whether it's like, you know, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever. But they're saying that 99% were at a loss at 89. So if we're down at 82, it's got to be 99.9 at this point. And another thing similar to this, this is the realized loss. So this is people that are actually selling Bitcoin at a loss. Bitcoin's realized loss surges to levels last seen during the FTX collapse. Let's pull this bad boy up. Absolutely skyrocketing. Absolutely skyrocketing and beating there. So like, we'll have to see. Again, this lasted a little longer than we are now. Are we out of the woods yet? Nobody has that crystal ball. We're trying to gather as much information as we can. And let me pull up the, what should we go from here? A little fear greed index just to check it out. We can click around those. And then I do have a clip for us. So let's share this bad boy. We are at 11. We're at 11 on CoinMarketCap, everybody. I've seen some, I think one indicator was like an 8 or a 9. So again, it really doesn't get much lower than this. Joe, Brian and I have tossed around the fear and greed for a while. Here's another one that Cryptos R Us posted. FTX collapse on his was a 12. We're at 9 now on his. So, Joe, what are we doing here? I mean, the needle's going to break. You've seen that meme, right? Where the needle on the fear greed index breaks?
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting close.
Yeah, I saw today as I was doing my market update, the fear and greed index for the S&P is at a 5. So it's even lower for macro markets. They wiped $1 trillion in the last 24 hours. I see this as an indicator for myself. I talk about it all the time with our private community. When this swings to this side, I'm buying. When it swings on the other side, you're rotating into, to diversify your portfolio. That's what people should do in terms of, you know, depending on their financial appetite and portfolio. So I'm sorry to say that I use this as a personal indicator.
Yeah, and then Brian, you got anything to add as this thing just slowly but surely keeps going down?
It's shockingly low to me, and I get it. We're all fearful. We don't like to see it go from 122 to 82. Nobody likes that, and that's a huge swing, and there's a lot of questions out there why this is happening. And, we can point the finger at a few catalysts that here and there, but nothing like you alluded to earlier about like an FTX collapse or when stuff was like really ugly. And I use that time because I've been in crypto for a long time. The FTX collapse, I felt low. That was a real fear and greed for me, extreme fear and greed. I was like, the whole world just got rugged. Tom Brady is on the news right now, like lost $300 million. If it was true or not, or however that happened, those were real headlines. It was tough waking up every day and facing the music because it was scary. Doesn't feel like that right now. This is an all-time low fear and greed for the year. I get it, but it doesn't feel that way. And Joe hit the nail on the head. I think this is when we really start, not financial advice, want to clarify that, but no. I'm personally looking to dollar cost averaging, and it may go a little lower, but how low can this go? We're bottomed here. People are asking me how to short. Like, I'm getting text messages from guys that never have longed. So it feels like we're finding a bottom. So the fear and greed's low, but I don't know. I'm not too shaken up personally. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think this is a good, like, thought broken thing that I've been going through is, like, the FTX thing was really low because it was so much national news. And then the tariff thing was low, but I think definitely for everybody that was around for that, you remember listening to these shows and being part in the community. We saw through that. Like, we knew the fundamentals didn't change, and this storyline, we kind of, you know, as a team, we're like, it's kind of BS. Like, you know, this isn't going to crumble the world economic order. Like, this is a huge overreaction, and then people start getting unwound and all that. But like, you had a fundamental thesis of seeing through the volatility. I think what's bothering people a little more, and I'd love your thoughts on this because I'm having trouble with this right now myself, is like the fundamentals for our thesis on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, like that hasn't changed, and we have the stats to back that up. Like, no crazy selling from iBit. We're going to touch on the Solana ETFs that have nothing but inflows for the last 2 weeks while Solana's fallen off the table. So it's like, okay, the volatility's here. The price action's awful. and the fundamentals haven't changed, but how do I see through this? What's causing this? And like, you don't necessarily have all the answers is what I came up with. Like, sometimes you just wake up and you see the markets are up and down and you're trying to find the news and you can't figure it out. And you got to remember that you're trading against a lot of like algorithms, right? You're trading against a lot of robots. These robots made robots that made these algorithms, and now they're trading against each other. And I use the stock market a little bit as a gauge, because yesterday there was this huge crazy sell-off. Amazon's down, Google's down, everything's down. And then today everything's up, it's up, it's up. It's like, I don't know what's changed in the last 24 hours. And there's just a lot of these algorithmic traders going after each other. So again, I think that's kind of a part of it, in that the big swings, you got to look kind of past that. But then, do you guys have any thoughts on what's going on in the broader sense and seeing through it?
I'm just going to throw a few things in here and then kick it over to Joe. I think back with the tariff trade, TiVo, like you bring up, is that we knew kind of the solution was is just to like handle the tariffs. Like, we fix that and the market comes back. And that was the catalyst to get us out of that current slump. We saw a path there. Right now, it doesn't feel like there's one catalyst to get us out of the current drip and what we're seeing and why it's so low. And I think that's why it's concerning. But when I really think about it, I mean, at the end of the day, it really started on October the 10th. We were like 122,000. And I was doing kind of my own thought process about this because wanted to really understand what's going on. And we saw some massive declines from that point on right to where we are. And you said, like you said, we're trading against some algorithms. There's a lot of volatility in the alts right now. And then when we talk about like the DATs as well, this DAT bubble seemed to have had a little bit of a burst, and that's caused, you know, the DATs were 1500 and these DATs ran them up to 5 grand. Right now we're kind of pulling back and some of these DATs are selling. So that's causing a little bit of angst in the market. In addition to that, Bitcoin right now, we had the Fed rate cut. There was a really high possibility we're going to get another cut. Then that kind of got baked in. Then it looked like we weren't going to get another cut. We have the unemployment numbers going up. I think they're like 4 or 5%. So this is all causing these odd catalysts in the market, but there's no real kind defined catalyst to get us out of it. I think the first step would be to get a cut in December would be really nice. Go ahead, Joe.
Now, you said it. But the market split, though, we are over leveraged as a lot of traders are. We have a 5x levered ETF just proposed to the SEC. We're cumulatively at $1 trillion in terms of margin debt. And there's a chart that just goes straight up and to the right from 1998 to today, where the margin debt is just ballooning. So the market split in half, right? Exactly to what Brian was talking about. And I'll just throw one more thing in there. The search for the AI bubble is at an all-time high. So people are scared, yet some people are not scared and taking more risk at the same time. So it's kind of split in the middle there. And what I personally see, this is just my personal opinion, for this entire year, we're pretty bull on for crypto market overall. And a lot of people that I talk to, they're buying Bitcoin ETFs, they're buying this stuff, but they have no idea about the fundamentals of Bitcoin. They're just buying it because it's available inside their Roth. It's available inside their Fidelity for the first time ever. But do they know about, you know, people getting debanked and being your own bank and the value proposition of Bitcoin? Answers, no, they're just buying it because everyone's doing it. And we're seeing a lot of those retail investors get out, which is great because you want to shake out the weaker hands and build a stronger foundation. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think it's all great points, fellas. And then I'm going to pull up a chart that you brought to us, Joe. It's the RSI stat of the RSI stat of the day. So the RSI is so low that it's ticking almost to the point of what we saw in bear markets. So do you want to explain this to the beautiful people?
Yeah, I'll relate it. I'll point it back to that first tweet that you mentioned, right? The 2022 and 2020, like 90% plus of people are at a loss. And that's exactly what we see here. The COVID 2020 and 2022, exactly those times that you mentioned, is when RSI is at the lowest point ever. It's typically when you come out of a bear market. So basically, we're supposed to be at the end of the bear market, but we're only at all-time highs 6 weeks ago. So the market is acting a bit irrational compared to those previous points of, or 3 points of RSI's being low. So you mentioned before we start recording that this is the fastest bear market in the world because people are calling for it to be out. And the RSI indicator, you know, if you base off of previous historical, you know, data, that seems to be true. So we're either entering in a little bit more. You can see that there's a little bit more room to go lower there for in terms of RSI. But we may be out of it, which is hilarious, right? And but RSI aside, there's nothing fundamentally broken with Bitcoin, right? There could be something wrong with that, like the ones that take on too leverage, but all signs are things are coming on chain, not off chain, right? So that's why I'm not even shaking one bit. I don't think even one millimeter. I'm super excited because nothing has changed in terms of blockchain. It's just all macro news, all macro sentiment, no data across a job stats because their government was closed. It's not clear data and people don't like uncertainty. So that's what it is right now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that we've been talking about since October 10th, where it was the largest liquidation in crypto history. And we've said it on the show, and we've been trying to monitor it, is like when an event like that happens, it means that at least, you know, you can kind of put the puzzle pieces together is, you know, probably some market maker blew up, right? And they have to cover and they have to find their liquidity. And when that happens, that's basically kind of similar to quantitative tightening. So if market makers are the central bank to crypto, then a market maker blowing up and having to go find its liquidity is the quantitative tightening equivalent to the central bank in the stock market. And so again, if we pull up kind of just the chart, I mean, you could do this more with Ethereum or Solana or any minor altcoin, but if you go to like, here's the October 10th is right, you know, right about here, and then just absolute, you know, straight line down a little bit more than a month, you know, 22%.
So ugly. You know, that was,
it's ugly. It's ugly. And we covered the largest liquidation event in history, and we kind of said, it's like, hey, this stuff takes a little bit of time to try to figure out the bodies. And, you know, again, as much as we like to face the music, we try to hold everybody accountable. And even though he's a friend of the show, you know, Tom Lee's been having to make the rounds here and kind of do some explaining. And there was a good clip of him. You know, he did a longer interview the other day. Hair looked decent. He looked, you know, hair looked decent. And that means he's, you know, got some conviction, hopefully. But Tom Lee, I'll let him tell you in his own words, but Tom Lee's on the train that, you know, some market makers blow up, and dare I say, he might know who it is, even though he won't tell us.
Who is behind this? Like, who's the they in the market makers and they got hit? Who's the they?
Well, you know, Brian, I am aware of names, but because, you know, I'm not someone who wants to name names, I think what you should keep in mind is that this error is actually essentially a bug, you know, a code error, because I think in retrospect, they would have pulled pricing from across exchanges to set the price for that stablecoin rather than rely on internal quote. But this has resulted in a lot of market makers and traders having less capital. And as you know, as crypto prices drift lower because trading volumes drop, they need to then have more capital available, which means they shrink their balance sheet further. So this is, and that reflects the
Who is
that
behind this? Like, who's the they?
And I pulled up a tweet I saw just before we went live from our friend Matt Hogan that Bitcoin is dead. The Bitcoin is dead chart that Bitwise is tracking. Kind of a summary and a little bit of a promo for next week. We had Matt Hogan on yesterday, and he's one of our personally, you know, we have tons of great guests all year, obviously, but he's truly one of my favorite. He was making the rounds on TV this week. I just saw him live on CNBC today. And he spent an hour with us. And just to tease that episode, kind of a summary of all that we've talked about and what's going on, it's something that you're going to need to listen to. We're going to drop it next week. And he laid out this case that I think is really interesting of how, you know, without really knowing it, we've actually gone through a bear market, similar to what Joe showed with the RSI and how it's bottoming like a bear market. Matt Hogan laid out this eloquent case that we've actually been in the bear market and are on the backside of it. So I don't want to speak for him. You're going to have to tune into that episode. I thought that was a great little promo tidbit there for next week's episode. But there's a lot going on. And I think that kind of trying to summarize and all this stuff, and it's just so negative. And just don't forget the fundamentals of what you kind of been looking at and building. Again, if you've been here since FTX, there's been a lot of years and a lot of conviction. We've been doing episodes during FTX at 16, 18, 20, 25K plus for Bitcoin, right? So we've come a long way. Don't lose sight of that. But remember those feelings, you know, maybe keep a trading journal. You got to do your own research, but it is trying times. But sometimes it's darkest before the dawn. And I thought this was fantastic, where New Hampshire approves and launches its first ever Bitcoin-backed municipal bond. Let's clap it up for New Hampshire, guys. I mean, you got to find some nice. you got to find some good news in weeks like this. And I'll tell you this, I got family up in New Hampshire, and on their license plates it reads "Live Free or Die," and they'll be living free with Bitcoin-backed municipal bonds. So again, a little tidbit here. It's hard to find positive news, but an interesting step for state legislature and Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think the positive news here.
You're not excited? Nobody wants to move to New Hampshire?
Yeah, I mean, beautiful fall.
My wife went to college in New Hampshire, and you go there today, you will see a giant life-size poster of her at MCPHS, which is a pharmacy school there. So I've stayed in New Hampshire, so I brought this. I reported on this news when it broke this week, so I'm excited about New Hampshire. I ain't moving there, but I like New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing here is that it still hasn't changed that a lot of states, countries, millionaires, billionaires, smart money still wants to utilize Bitcoin, adopt Bitcoin. We're seeing massive accumulation as well by these huge New Hampshire. I mean, utilizing Bitcoin in a very unique way. And even though the price might feel down, we're fundamentally stronger than ever.
Yeah, I love fundamentally strong. You know what else is fundamentally strong? These Solana ETFs. We're having Ryan on. This is Ryan from Bitwise as well. He's coming on to record with us next week, and I'm really interested to deep dive into these Solana ETFs, because even, like I said, while Solana's falling out of bed, they've seen 17 days. Let me highlight this, folks. 17 days of inflows while prices dropped 25%. I can't wait to just hear him elaborate on that. He says it's incredible. I agree. Brian, what's that website you like to pull up and look at the ETF flows? Let's throw that up while we toss this around.
I don't have that off the top of my head, but I can find it. Hold on one moment.
Joe, any thoughts on the ETF flows? I know you've been gone, so like, well, this went live while you were on the road, but just again, these and the news this week of BlackRock. So BlackRock's filing for an ETH ETF, you know. Not only does it take time and money to get these ETFs live through the SEC, you know, it's an investment from the people that are building these vehicles. They don't build these vehicles to then, you know, scrap them like 3 to 6 months from now. So again, these are long-term vehicles that they're building. And it seems like, especially with Solana, at least ETF-wise, there's long-term, there's some long-term buyers.
Yeah, definitely. I saw Fidelity came out with that, which I'm excited about because I use Fidelity a lot for their ETF. So it's great to see Solana strengthen ETF inflows. And I know staking ETFs are on a docket, if not out already for some. So that's exciting to see. I'm just excited to see these huge institutions adopt these overall. It's just more for individual retail investors to either want you to diversify or, you know, go outside of Bitcoin, as, you know, Bitcoin dominance is low right now.
Any luck over there, Brian, or no?
No, I'm having a little issue.
That's no worries. We can keep going, and it goes along of like, okay, how's Coinbase doing? How's Robinhood doing? These were kind of leaders. I saw a video of Brian Armstrong back in DC. That guy might live in DC at this point. But Coinbase buys a Solana trading platform. Who threw this in there? Was that you, Brian?
I did. Yeah, that
Joe,
was interesting to see.
Down for us.
Yeah, Coinbase is largely Ethereum L2, right, with Base. But Solana, they purchased a Solana trading platform, specifically a meme coin platform. This just came out today. So yeah, we're still breaking it down to see what this means. And same with the, you know, ecosystem. Everyone's trying to understand what they're looking to do here. Later on, we'll talk a little bit more about how they are, you know, they just launched their own meme or creator coin for Base, for the creator. So just interesting to see that they're making moves into Solana. I know largely a lot of people didn't like Coinbase and how they quote-unquote manipulated Solana pricing or whatnot. There was a lot of delays during the FTX collapse of them, people trying to withdraw Solana. But now they're coming onto the Solana side, which is both great for the ecosystem because Coinbase is, you know, has a foothold in users in America.
Yeah, and they're obviously, like you said earlier in the show too, it's like, hey, who's building? Who's building when the chips are down? That was a huge thing that we talked about on the podcast, and we brought on the guests who were building when, you know, the FTX collapse was. And that's kind of why, Matt Hogan was our shepherd through that time because they were working on the ETF, you know, rollout, you know, at Bitwise during that time. So I thought that was an interesting kind of story to unfold from, you know, 16K up to 120K. That's a hell of a run. We're going to transition into the Momentum Moneymaker segment, and that's our cohort of who we promoted the episode to today. So we have over 162 people with us live right now. We appreciate every single one of you guys for being here, especially on such a bloody week and spending your Friday afternoon having fun with us. If you guys could do me a favor, before we jump into Brian and Joe's Momentum Moneymaker update, where we're going to talk about all things kind of high-flying meme coins, they have some absolute winners that they've given out. If you're inside the community, you know that. Again, bottom right, if it's your first time here, hit the sub button. It's our logo on the bottom right. And give this video a thumbs up. It really helps us grow the channel and keep putting out the free content for you guys that you know and love. Because I know that, you know, people, again, we're chirping us all week. Are you going to show up? Are you going to be here? Brian, I keep looking around. Is this light still on, Brian? What is it? We're at 83K. Is it still on? My friend Grant, he's in the YouTube. Grant, is the light still on? Grant, is it on? Are we working? We're good. Okay, we can continue the show to go down into the Momentum Moneymakers update. Guys, if there's anything that you like when you hear Brian and Joe go over this stuff, if you're interested in joining and getting the first alerts on how you can get the trade alerts for these trades that they're going to talk about, that they're still nailing winners left and right, there's a description below for Momentum Moneymakers VIP. Just go check it out if you're interested in getting those first alerts. And if not, no stress. We're on here at YouTube as well. So guys, let me hand it off to you. Where do you guys want to start? And I'm going to produce it the rest of the way for you.
Yeah, why don't we start with the Pudgy Penguins? You know, we talk about the Penguin and the Pudgy Penguins team all the time. I know the price is taking a dip because, you know, everything's red. But, you know, it still doesn't fundamentally change what they're doing as one of the most innovative Web3 companies around. I still absolutely love their brand, and they're rocking a new book, a new partnership out there, which is a lot of fun to just say, oh, wait, do you have that right now, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Joe has the book. I got
it. Why am I talking about it? Take it over, Joe.
No. I smashed by this, as did the community, because Pudgy is for kids. And I have a kid, and it's, you know, I read them books every day. I'm like smash buying. So they're making money off me. That's all I'm saying. And they're not taking money away from their NFT holders. And potentially, like we always mentioned, they can have a meme coin integration with this. I mean, I'm not sure they're going to do a kid's book, but on the back end, they can have something very exciting. So it's just great to see them doing stuff and stuff that I actually buy, right? Like I'm buying this stuff. I'm not doing it because, well, I guess I'm it's good price. $9.99, guys. I buy a lot of kids books. I buy like two a month, and this is a good price point, and I genuinely like it to read to my kids. So not only are they doing stuff, but they're doing stuff meaningful.
Yeah, shout out. I still play that Pudgy Party game and have my kids playing it all the time. It's still massively fun. So I guess the point is that there's still people out there building and partnering with major organizations out there. And even a congressman recently got in on the Pudgy Penguin train. Who was it? William Timmons? I think that I threw it in the sheet. Yeah, there he is. So we got a congressman repping a really nice penguin. Joe, you were telling me just the other day, a penguin without a hat is worth more, or is a more desirable trait?
Yeah. So there's like 250 of them. And I was going to buy Pudgy, you know, and I was thinking about doing it on a live stream today, but I'm not well prepared for it. But maybe next week, I don't know when we're doing this live stream, TV, we might buy a live Pudgy for you guys. But yeah, this one, if it doesn't have a hat, the ecosystem loves that. You if you take a look at the floor prices, which is the lowest price you can get one, these get scooped up all the time. So yeah, this one doesn't have anything on his head. It's worth a little bit more. Congrats to you, Congressman William Timmons. I don't know what state he's from, but I don't know who runs the social there, but if you're allowed to put a Pudgy Penguin on your NFT profile, I like that state. Maybe I'll move there.
Yeah,
he's getting
like
smashed up by Joe.
Yeah, it's a smash. You're getting the huddle there. It's like, here we go, Pudgy saying, can't believe I'm about to say this to a sitting U.S. congressman. Welcome to the huddle. Yeah, dude.
They might IPO too, TiVo. Sorry to interrupt. They just announced might do.
We've talked about Pudgy a lot on this program. I love the vibe. I'm going to buy a children's book for my nephew for Christmas this year. So that's, you know, I'm going to join the huddle of the new book. So I love that stuff. Let's move it on to Jesse. Is this Jesse
Pollock?
We've had Jesse on the program before.
Yeah, you know him. I mean, he's a bigwig at base. I'll let Joe take over with this because I know he's through the link in here, but pretty cool stuff what he's doing over there.
Yeah. This is in the face of the destruction of crypto as we're seeing it. He launched a creator coin 2 days ago amongst the blood, and it just pumped, you know, all the way up to yesterday. I told Brian, I was like, this thing is holding strong. And Brian was like, I don't know, man. And now it's up even higher today. It's at 16 million today. And this shows the strength of momentum plays. Like, we knew it was swinging to base, right? We've been talking about it in the live streams for months now, right, Tevo? And they are teasing something December 17th. And what's funny is that immediately after they teased what's coming, Bryce, you know Bryce, everyone knows Bryce. Like, I found out what it is. He found a tweet on it. Like, they're coming out with prediction markets. Like, who would have thunk, right? And other stuff. So they're really batting for or prepping for a huge 2026, which I think most institutions are. Like, they're just building the train tracks this whole year. That's what it was. And retail is really going to come on board in a more meaningful way in 2026. And, you know, Jesse is just, you know, having some fun here. But I just thought it interesting that, you know, there is things that do well during these times. I'm not surprised that it's on base.
And was Jesse one of the calls for the community or no?
Not specifically. Maybe, I mean, he just launched it 2 days ago, so we couldn't call it. Like, the day we were recording it, we couldn't call it. But maybe good thinking, Tevo. Maybe an email next time, blast to everybody.
Awesome. Let's move on to Tops. I know. I remember the Tops days of back when we were at the Barstool office. People are loving this one.
Yeah, so Tops is coming on a Top Shop. They just announced this 2 days ago. If you guys want to sign on, this is not a promo. We don't get anything, but anyone who downloads the apps, they have a chance to win a $42,000 Steph Curry PSA 10. And me being from the Bay, you know, I enter right away. But it's just interesting to see, you know, more people entering the space in a bigger way. Panini's entered this year huge into digital assets. We talked about that on this live stream, how a digital, Caitlin Clark sold for more than the cardboard. So just when we enter in boring times, I would call it, like the ice ages of crypto, I like to have fun with NFTs and speculate, and you can still make money on it every day.
Brian, you into Tops at all?
I'm in Top Shot. I'm still carrying the NFT Top Shot bags. Joe's been talking about the Tops, and we've talked about it quite a bit, but I do not have any Tops. But I'm going to download it, to be honest with you, and get whatever's free here. I go down rabbit hole, guys. Like, you know, like, next thing you know, I get something I really like, and I'm like, we need to make this happen. Literally on eBay last night, I'm not a New England Patriots fan, but I was looking at Drake May rookie cards because I was like, this guy might win the MVP. So I can go down with my fair share of rabbit holes.
That guy's on fire. That guy's on fire.
Man, he looks good.
Breaking up a little bit on us, Brian, so we'll just transition into Mega ETH.
Yeah, am I back?
You're back.
Yeah, you're back.
Oh, okay.
Joe, just take it. Yeah, you got Joe. Can you just be the host and call out what you want me to bring up and just start weaving through these?
Yeah. You asked us about some wins that we had last time. You want to pull up Ghost. We did there was a whole privacy meta, if you guys recall, that was going around. Zcash did a 10x from his bottom, and then that was the alpha play because Zcash has been around since, you know, 2019, right? But then Ghost is on the bottom there, Tivo. I just put in the chart way on the bottom. Is one that we called to our community, and it did 150% up from when we called. So it went down because a lot of people were like, oh, this is a phantom team. They're not doing anything. But what happened was that they released their financial payment app, which is all based around privacy, and it pumped. So we called it right almost a day before the bottom, and our community got in. They made 150%. Of course, it's going down with the macros right now as the initial hype has worn off, but the privacy momentum play, we definitely caught that one, and we're constantly seeing where the momentum's flowing, and this is one of those that I'm happy we caught for our community, along with Zcash. We caught Zcash, and it went up, I think, 25 to 30% from the time that we caught it, because we knew that Meta would run a little bit further. So just a win that we had, this was just last week. So even in these crazy times, there are wins to be had, you know, on projects that are keep on building. And we have a few more in our bag that we've called. I'll have Brian, when Brian, if he comes back on, we have another one that did close to 300% in within the last 3 weeks. That was another financial payment app also. So not only are we looking at meme coins, we're looking at the altcoins and seeing what's moving in terms of just sentiment overall.
We got live. We're live. We got people popping in. We got people popping out. Brian, give us a mic check. Are you there?
Hey, am I here? That was a good test for any troublesome internet issues if we have on future podcasts or rundown. It's good to be back, guys. What did I miss?
Yeah, Joe teed you up for, what was it, Joe? A 300% winner that you guys called?
Yeah, Avicii or Viki.
Oh yeah, that was a solid one. The Neobank. It was a great little product. You know, Doc's founder. That was just recently, a couple weeks ago. So congrats to some people in the community. I heard Joe talking about some of the privacy coins. That's kind of the meta, if there is one right now. We all like that privacy layer, and he had some killer ones. Ghost is a strong one.
Yeah. So again, that's kind of our the pitch. Again, we love doing the free YouTubes, but if you guys want those kind of first alerts in your email inbox from Brian and Joe when they see stuff like this, again, 1x, 2, 3x, they're finding winners even in these tough markets. Check the link below for the Momentum Moneymakers VIP. Come on in and join the community. We'll touch some grass here. We'll touch base, Coinbase. We talked about it before. So we think Coinbase is working on some stock trading. It looked like they might have leaked some screenshots. They call them in the business back in my IBM days. They call them wireframes. They leak some wireframes for the people to see what's going on with the UI for stock trading, possibly probably prediction markets as well. Things are moving along. I think Coinbase obviously continues to build. Robinhood's rolling out banking. And then we'll end a note on some prediction markets here for Kalshi. We've talked about Polymarket, how it's raising so much money, raising at like 12 to 15 billion. Kalshi just reportedly raised 1 billion at an $11 billion valuation from Sequoia. These things are not going anywhere at all. And I know, Brian, I gave you, I texted you some picks. I think that might be some alpha there from the Kalshi picks. I think that's where I'm going to start going is the – I like the mentions. I like when people are speaking and trying to guess what they're going to say. Are you riding
the mention mark? I didn't put it in yet, but I am. I need to get in on that. Those were some very good ones. Shout out to the Patriots. But something that's super interesting is that there was a Fanatics. That's it. Fanatics mentioned a prediction market. I think it was today. They're getting into CEO Michael Rubin tells that they're going to be launching Fanatics Predicts. So just another the space is getting crowded. Not going to lie, it certainly is. But these prediction markets aren't going anywhere, and it's amazing to see they're just casually adding another $1 billion to their round. So I think there's some momentum here.
Yeah, and like I think I said this on a show a couple weeks ago was, you know, the eventually what's going to happen is the consolidation, just like the gambling space. We had too many, you know, gambling apps, and they're slowing down and consolidating. The same thing will probably happen in the prediction market, area. But there's some fun stuff out there to, I guess you could call it gambling or predicting, however you want to say it. Not personal financial advice by any means. We personally cannot give that. We're not your financial advisors. Just a couple friends talking odds. And I'm going to give out, I'll give one out. Let's put this on tape, Brian. Let's put this one on tape. So there's a conference called the Deal Book Summit. I believe it's in New York City coming up the first week of December. Scott Bessent is speaking, and there's a 24% chance that he says stablecoin. I'm going to take those odds, and there's a 38% chance that he says the words stock market. I feel like stock market kind of feels like a layup.
Oh.
Because you could go either way. It's like, are you worried? Are you worried? So, here's the problem. Depending on who he's getting interviewed by, is like they're going to ask him about the stock market. So the question somebody asks him would be like, and what about the stock market? It's going to be there. I'm telling you. I'm locked in. Does he just talk about stock market? and not actually say it.
It gets squirrely there because he could say stocks. Referring, someone asked him a question about the stock market. He's like, stocks look really good right now. I'm really, and you're not getting paid on that because you need stock market.
I need stock market. Prediction,
you need stock market. Like the stock market looks strong. Not stocks look strong. Yes. It could get squirrely there and really make you smash a computer.
I mean, he has to listen when he's on the national stage. And again, I think Deal Book Summit, again, if we're playing the cards here, I think they bring everybody. But I think it depends who's interviewing him. I think whoever's interviewing him is probably going to be leaning a little bit left. So they're going to be trying to like poke holes into the stock market game. And then he's going to hit them with how many all-time highs the stock market has hit this year.
He says stocks,
all-time
now.
High, I'm going to cry.
What's he, like a Gen Zer? Let's finish it. Say stock market.
No, he's old school. He's an old school stock market. So
I know.
Again, are you riding this?
I think I have to. I mean, you've called me out on live. I mean,
you're the one we were talking. You want to work prediction markets into the show. I'm asking you, do you want to ride on 38% chance?
I'm just like Jim Carrey on the hugging you and Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber riding that moped up the hills of Aspen right
there
now.
We go.
That's how much I'm riding on this. I'm all over it with you because what if it hits? All I'll hear about for weeks is how you made this unbelievable call. You saw the vision live. How could you not ride? I would be stupid not to. I'm in. I'm freaking in, dude. Not financial advice, but I'm in for a house.
Joe, open invite to you. I just know that Brian and I go back and forth on these prediction markets thing, and we're trying to work it into the show. So that's our pick, the Crypto 101 TiVo. If you want to ride, we're doing Will Scott Bessin say stock market during his Deal Book Summit interview. It's going to be the first weekend of December. So that'll be a little tidbit we'll revisit. We'll hold ourselves accountable, just like we did for the live for Jerome Powell, where we both took L's. Purple tie, and I don't know what I did, but also took an
recession.
L on that. That was...
Recession.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to
still,
see. But
still shocking he didn't say it.
True. Friday afternoon, CJE's in the chat. We love CJE. And we love everybody who's been in the chat. Last call. We'll do some questions if anybody has any, if you want to throw them in. You know, scary times. You have any questions, we're here for you to answer, especially if you've listened to the end. Open forum, fellas. Anything on your mind that you want to talk about while we wait for some questions? Anybody want to take the reins to kind of a final thought as we head into the weekend here?
Does that have to be crypto?
No, whatever you want, Joe.
I poured a Steph Curry night mystery box toy when I was in China, and all I gotta say is that I understand the Labubu craze now. I understand it. I understand it. Because I'm like, my wife is buying Labubu left and rights all day. And I'm like, this is so stupid. Who does that?
How did the Labubu meme coin thing not take off? I felt like that was pop culture and didn't make it into the meme coin markets.
It did. The Labubu meme coin popped off and a lot of people did well. Then it fizzled out because there's not too many Labubu collectors trading meme coins.
Brian, any final thoughts? Are your kids into Labubus? Is that craze over?
They're not Labubu kids, but I'll tell you what they are into are jelly cats. Jelly cats are a big deal right now. The household has more. It's like when people talk about Beanie Babies 2.0, they're exactly jelly cats. But my parting words on crypto is we shouldn't be freaking out. Things are going to be okay. We're seeing some volatility in the market, but that gives us some great opportunity out there. And I say it all the time, I get bullish in times like this, especially when people are talking about shorting constantly. It makes me want to go long. I think things are going to be okay, and we're going to chop a little longer. It might be ugly for a couple of weeks, but I think we're going to V-shape up sooner rather than later.
Let's see. We got something come in from the great Habish. Who and where do you guys look for? Okay, so he's new to crypto, obviously not asking for personal financial advice. That's correct. But who and where you guys look for information and accurate market updates? Well, you're in the right spot because we turn to the Crypto 101 podcast and the Crypt Nation community. Shameless, selfless plug. But that is why we have such a robust team, right? So, you know, me, myself, TiVo, I'm more of the social sentiment, social media guy. We've got Brian and Joe, Momentum Moneymakers. We've got Brendan, who's our technical analysis guru. We've got Bryce, who's our trader and just all-around guru plugged into the industry, our fearless leader. We've got Rohit, just doing the data and the deep diving of the research. So that's why we've built the team what we've had. So when you listen to the show, that's what you're getting. You're kind of getting a little bit of everything. And then obviously we bring on everybody individually so you can hear from them. But this is a great tool. So if you're here, it's a great start. Other than that, I think getting an X account and following Crypto 101 Pod on X is a great way that, you know, we share a ton of stuff from others as well and how we aggregate data and build the show. But the reason the rundown, I think, is so popular and does so well is because we're pulling all that information from our team and the outside information as well. Johnny Honer says he's been waiting for the Jellycat coin. I'm telling you, man, sometimes this just, you know, pop culture bleeds over. And like that's, you know, that's where you guys absolutely freaking 67. Crush. 6'7". Oh, man. Don't 6'7". Sorry. You're brutal. Brutal, brutal. I saw a funny meme. It was like me at 10 years old, and it was like rapping, you know, bad rap lyrics on the bus. And then it was like today's kids at 10 years old is like 6'7", 6'7". Brutal, brutal.
That's what makes that meme so unbelievable, though, is that like even the haters are like, I don't get it. This 6'7", and then you know people meme it, the meme about it. It is a viral concept at the end of the day. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And then final thing, thank you, the Great Hibiscus. Thank you, guys. You guys have been my number one support since taking the leap. Appreciate y'all. Made my X account recently. Thanks again, gents. Something for Joe. Joe, what's the site you mentioned in the other podcast, maybe referring to your guys' other podcast, to get the anime coin? Did you mention a website, Joe, to get anime coin?
Anime coin? That's a good question. I don't remember that. Anime, I mean, the only thing I can think of is Azuki has an anime coin. But
Azuki?
If he can clarify that question.
That's from Dan Patan. The anime coin? Anime? Something from Gail. Gail Hughes. Hi, guys. I'm new to crypto, but I'm interested in knowing the different types of crypto and what should I look at as a newbie. Obviously there's so many types of different types of crypto. We talk about the blue chips a lot on this program. You know Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana. Joe and Brian are head of Momentum Moneymakers. They're kind of doing the deeper dive into the high volatility, high flying markets of memes, NFTs, that type of stuff. Brendan will do technical analysis on any altcoin you could think of. I think a good idea for you, Gail, if you're a true newbie and you're interested in getting more, I think you should scroll down to the description. I don't know if you're quite ready for Momentum Moneymakers, but check it out if you're interested. I would go down to the $1 trial for Crypt Nation. You can sign up for $1. You can get our weekly newsletter. You can get all the, you know, the teachable courses and kind of the intro to crypto that our team has built. So if you're interested in learning more beyond the show here, I think scrolling down to the description and doing the $1 trial for Crypt Nation VIP is the way to go. So go check that out. Guys, over 500, almost 600 views on a Friday live when the market's falling out of bed. I don't think we can thank everybody enough for tuning in. You know, Brian and I talk about all the time how much fun we have doing this with you guys. Joe, we appreciate you joining us today. Heading back to the Momentum Moneymakers newsletter. You guys rock. Thanks, Johnny. We're going to sign off here, guys. We thank you guys for spending your Friday afternoon with us. Stay strong out there, everybody. One more time, Brian, is it on? Guys, the light is still on. Baby. Mona Lisa is still smiling. And we promise you that we're going to be back next week. Short week with the Thanksgiving holiday. Brian, do you have time to do an episode with me next week?
Yeah, man. This is I build my weeks around this. We'll do it on Thanksgiving as I'm carving the turkey.
There it is. You heard it here first. Maybe we'll record Tuesday. We can put it out Wednesday for everybody traveling. You're going to hear from us. Really interesting. Going to be looking into Bitcoin, how it closes on the weekly Sunday night. Low volatility next week, especially in the stock market with the holidays. There's a lot that you're going to need to do. So make sure, again, last time, bottom right, hit our logo, subscribe, give this video a like, help us keep growing the channel. Have a great weekend, everybody. We are going to see you next week with fresh new episodes, the awesome interview with Matt Hogan. And again, stay strong out there during these volatile times, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.